Those working to end rape and sexual assault note that the numbers of reported cases in Rapid City may only be the tip of the iceberg. Mary Corbine is the executive director of WAVI, or Working Against Violence Incorporated. She notes that sexual assault remains the most underreported crime.
There's just such a small percentage of people who are reporting, and when you report, it can just be so devastating going through the process. You know, rape exams are very, very intrusive. It's really difficult to get to some of the issues because people don't want to talk about it. People don't report because they're ashamed. They think they did something wrong. I think that we just need to keep educating people that it's not anything that they did wrong. It doesn't matter if you drank too much or you had, you know, a certain dress on, or you were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, assault is assault.
April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And part of that awareness is educating victims that they can come forward and report. Carl Jagris is the Assistant Rapid City Police Chief. He says the attitudes towards rape and sexual assault have changed in recent years.
I think the collaborative effort in the community has really transformed into being victim-centered in that victims will be well taken care of through their crisis by the system, whereas historically, you know, decades ago, it wasn't always that way. There was very little support available for the victims.
Part of this collaborative is Rapid City's Sexual Assault Response Task Force. Jagris says the effort includes a broad number of agencies, from law enforcement to medical officials, that aid victims.
When we gather evidence, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, when you're dealing with a rape, some of the evidence that needs to be gathered is pretty intrusive, and so therefore Rapid City Regional Hospital has an exceptional team of nurses. That's their SART team, Sexual Assault Response Team. In addition, the Child Advocacy Center of the Black Hills deals with child victims. They have specially trained interviewers that know how to appropriately interview children.
On the other side of the state, Sioux Falls is seeing the numbers of reported rape fluctuate annually, hovering around an average of 125 cases per year. In Rapid City, the increase in sexual assault cases over the last few years means some challenges for those like Mary Corbine with Working Against Violence.
It does pose some challenges, you know, when you have such a large increase in the number of clients that you're serving, but you can't increase your staff budget-wise to compensate for that. It does create sometimes a challenge, but we, you know, do the best we can to provide quality services to all the clients that we serve.
In the effort to ease that challenge and to turn the increasing trend around, Corbine stresses education, even starting young. She adds that it's not just about educating girls.
We have a poster at WAVI, and it's one of my favorite posters. It's a boy about 10 years old, and he's got a basketball jersey on. And his basketball jersey says, "Awaiting instructions." And off to the side it says, you know, "Eat your vegetables, don't play with matches, respect women." You know, and that is just one of my favorite posters because, yes, they need to be, you know, kids need to be told, not just boys, but, you know, they're waiting instruction. They don't know, and we need to tell them.
Victims' advocates say rape and sexual assault are complex problems, but they add that if the simple lesson of respecting women was taught to children as widely as eating your vegetables and not playing with matches, it would go a long way in reducing the problem. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.